Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, Mighty 1090, and lines have been absolutely packed.
Yeah,
but when one frees up, you can give us a call at 877-792-1090 or 858-457-1090. We're giving away a full-day trip on the Aztec. Greg, if they wanted, could they maybe upgrade to a day and a half or something?
Sure. Yeah, we could definitely put it towards it. We could put the entire trip cost, you know.
Figure it out from there.
Yeah, figure it out from there, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. So whoever wins that, calling in today, you're a lucky winner.
Shoot, had a cool opportunity too, to fish on such a great boat in that Aztec. Like you said, I mean, it's just big. You have a very big, very comfortable boat, whether you're charter or open party, but between galley and staterooms and rails and bait capacity, just a very big, comfortable ride. And we're so stoked, Greg. That was very generous of you to let one of our guys get to come fishing with you this year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Love to have him.
Yeah, you got away.
I'll tell you, with the fishing as good as it is, Rick, I'm sorry to jump on you, but I know we have Mark Wish waiting. I can't wait to hear his catch report because I'm sure it's awfully darn good. This morning, the fishdope.com catch report is sponsored in part by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, where they not only make products that work, and want to end connection failures, you need to get the Sato Crimp Kit. It is a must-have piece of gear for your trip to catch everything from school-size record to record-size tuna with all brass crimps and other features. It's better than ever. The favorite connection method might even be for Greg on the Aztec.
Oh, heck yeah.
There it is.
100%. Can't beat 100%, that's for sure.
As well as the Royal Star, Royal Polaris, American Angler, and most other boats is the Aztec. And if you don't have it already, jump in your local tackle shop like Fisherman's Landing Tackle, Tacos, and the Longfin.
Yeah, that Sato Crimp Kit is a really, when dealing with big line, it's a very easy and very clean connection. We do the same thing at the shop. You know, when we're doing 100 pound and below, we're typically tying knots. We tie RP knots and, you know, Bimini's Albrights, all those kinds of things. But when we're dealing with line that's 100 pound and greater, it's very difficult to beat that Sato crimp system. It's very clean. It's extremely easy. You don't have to worry about the bulk of knots going through guides. And those same knots will work just fine in 130 pound and 200 pound. But the problem is when you fold 200 pound in half and tie a knot with it, it's big and it really clunks through the guides. And those Sato crimps are so skinny and so streamlined and just, you know, we're lucky to be at Fisherman's Landing there. Like, we have the best long-range fleet in the world as the R&D team, you know. So when the Royal Polaris and the Royal Star and the American Angler, when those guys say this is the ticket, we're fortunate enough to, you know, we get the benefit of that R&D. So that's how we connect our real heavy line.
That's
that
pretty cool, Rick.
System,
and, and Gary, too. Gary's been around for over a couple decades, yep, you know, doing it. So
Developed that thing the right way. And the thing is, it's easy. I mean, a Sato crimp is a very, very easy system to learn. And, you know, it's one of those things, as long as you do it the right way, you can't screw it up.
Gotta like it.
Hey, well, let's find out what's going on the water. We're going to start it off with our fishdope.com reporter, our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Corey, Greg. Great show today. Love listening to all this offshore stuff because there's so much, man. And I'm telling you what, guys, for you guys that think you want to go offshore fishing, now is the time. There's so much opportunity around. Now, it's been pretty much status quo along the coast and at the islands, so we're really not going there. Squid got really tough over at Catalina. That warm water is finally taking its toll. But offshore out there on the deep blue, guys, it's just game on. Below San Diego, mostly below the border there, great mixed bag fishing. Skipjack, yellowfin, tuna is the main open water players, and a good shot at a throttle or a yellowtail. You find the right kelp there. There's a huge spread of fish. If you drew a line from like the Coronados out to the 302, and then south-southeast from there, across the 371, 425 like that, down to the Hidden, and then inside the Hidden. That's kind of the main zone. And Danny, main fish dope reporter there and organizer, Danny just called me just a little bit ago. He's talking to some of the boats down there. They're biting this morning. Old fleet stopped. A lot of boats with the some of the tournaments going on or whatnot, but that stuff is biting, and light line is the key, guys. But up above the border, it's also very interesting. Quite a bit of yellowfin between the 43 and the butterfly. You got to get in there and hassle with the seiners. They're in there just pounding that stuff, but quite a bit of fish in there. And the kelps in there, you find the right kelp in there, they're loaded with Dorado, good grade Dorado in that area, as well as just about everywhere else above the border. Push a little bit more up to the west there, up the backside of Clemente into that tanker zone. Those big bluefins are still biting. There's been some huge fish caught this week. It's been at least two over 300 that I know of, some on the yummy, some slow trolling live flyers or live mackerels, and some on the flatfalls in the dark. And some of that fish is starting to spread out a little bit. It's trickling up above the west end of Clemente now up the ridge toward the Osborne. And some of that stuff is trickling a little more in toward Catalina, like between the 499 and the Farnsworth. There's been some of that stuff splashing around in there also. And there's also a good signal on the Marlin spread out along the backside of Catalina and way up to the west. But that stuff along the ridge there on the backside of Catalina, it's definitely around. Very little pressure on it right now. Now remember, guys, the best jig in the spread is usually a live mackerel. Just fish them up on a jig, drop them a mackerel. Your percentage is so much better on getting the marlins. And for our exotics of the week, of which there have been several, we have big-eyed tuna, short-billed spearfish, and pompano dorado, all caught this week. That's just some crazy good fishing in so many different areas, guys.
Man, there's such good opportunity at big ones right now. I mean, everything, like you said, the variety fishing is fantastic. The, you know, if you're up there putting your time in, the shots for a 200-pounder is as good as it's ever been. There is such good opportunity, and, man, we appreciate you keeping us up to date. And just like you said, man, Danny's doing such a good job with that fishdope.com, keeping us informed on where it's moving to and where it's going and where it's been and everything else. And if you want to save $20 on a new membership from fishdope.com, use the code HOOKUPNOW, all lowercase, no space. We'll save you $20 on a new membership to fishdope.com. And, Mark, if somebody wants to get the best bait take in the business, get fully outfitted, all the great tackle and rigging that you do at Pacific Edge, how do we find you?
Ricky, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by that big Chevron station. The phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And this afternoon, we're going way out west in search of some of those good fishing, guys. It's just time to go.
We'll get a 300-pounder, Mark. We appreciate it for sure. Wish you the best of luck, and we'll look forward to hearing how it went next week.
You got it, buddy. We'll see you.
All right, Mark. Appreciate that. We're going to continue with our catch report all the way up to Whaler's Cove in Angoon, Alaska. Talk to Captain John Beath. Good morning, John. Probably helps if I hit the button. How about now? Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, we're having some really good weather, and we've had a big wave of coho came through, and nearly everybody got a limit yesterday, including self-guiders, and some of these fish are gigantic. We had some 15-pounders on the dock.
Wow.
And it's just incredible. We've also had some people going up river, and, of course, the rivers are just, you know, and those areas are full of coho, some chums, Dolly Varden, a few rainbow, pinks, you name it. They're up there. This is the time of year, so I had a group of three that went up river a couple of days ago, and they're going to go back up river. They're staying another 3 days, and they loved it so much. They also saw a bear swimming across the narrows, and I know you guys have been up there, but they got to see this bear swimming across, and that was quite the deal. Sorry, my voice is a little scratchy. It's that time of year, but anyway, it's been phenomenal. We had a 200-pound halibut released yesterday, and things are going really well here, but this is our last week. We've got 7 days of the season left.
Boy, it's just crazy how good that coho, or how big that coho fishing is. And, you know, it's nice that with a little bit of a slow start, it's really nice to hear that that fish has really started to pile on late for us, John.
Yeah, I think it was just a little bit of a late run, but now it's really, really good. I know one of our boats yesterday got 12 coho in 30 minutes.
Jeez.
I mean, it just,
wow.
That's ridiculous off the hook fishing. Lots of triple headers. We've got a couple of boats with quads. Of course, that's a little bit crazy because what do? You know, nobody's there to steer the boat. You got to put it in neutral. And then, you know, it's under, over, under, kind of like on a tuna boat. That's crazy. But the triples, we've been getting several triples, and the way it usually works out is you get two out of three, or on rare occasion, three out of three. But I had a triple the other day, and we lost all three, and then we got another triple, and we got all three. So it kind of evens out. But when they're on the bite, they're on the bite, and they'll bite anything, and it's just a whole lot of fun when that happens because everybody's excited. Everybody's putting fish in the box and learning how to fight these big, huge coho because they're not little ones. I mean, these are typically 10 pounds and up this time of the year.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Good fishing and fun fishing, too. I mean, there's nothing like good gohos when they get on you. They're biting artificials and biting drop backs and biting squids and everything else. It's a fun time and just part of all the opportunities. Obviously, you know, the great salmon fishing that you're talking about there, but we last week talked about all the big lings that Pete had and all the big halibut that you're talking about now. Just great fishing overall, John. If somebody wants to come take advantage of Whaler's Cove, are there any spots for late season or are we 100% looking forward towards 2019?
We're looking to 2019 at this point. I would get right on the phone and book now because we're booking very heavily right now. And if you want to get in, you got to get your reservation now for next summer. It's 1-800-423-3123. That's 1-800-423-3123. Or you can check us out on the internet, whalerscovelodge.com. That's whalerscovelodge.com. And check out our YouTube channel, Facebook, and you'll find out what we're all about. And don't forget, we still have Let's Talk Hookup trip next year, and it's booking super fast. So if you want to join the Let's Talk Hookup people, Pete, yourself, or whoever's going, you better get in on it now and reserve it now.
Good call, John. Appreciate it. Great report. Glad to hear the good fishing, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, bye.
All right, thanks, buddy. Appreciate that. Now let's head on over to the home of the Aztecs, C4 Sport Fishing, and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing great. Good morning.
Well, we've had some good fishing, which you kind of expect going through August here. It's similar to what we had last week. Those half-day trips, so a lot of calico bass, a little bit of barracuda, yellowtail sneaking in there, occasional bonito, but overall mostly bass there, and some pretty good bass fishing. The full-day trips, fishing out the islands, very good yellowtail fishing, a little bit of bonito, other stuff mixed in there. San Diego actually ran a charter offshore yesterday. They had 62 yellowfin and 96 skipjack on that full-day trip there, so if that gets a little closer and a little more consistent, might see a switch to that, but otherwise very good yellowtail fishing there. Those overnight boats, the full days, day and a half, longer trips, about all the yellowfin, dorado, and skipjack you could want at this point. Very good fishing overall. So like I said, just kind of a continuation of last week. The fishing keeps rolling, and it's not unusual to see end of August, September, and end of October very good. We talk about this every year, and this is when fishing kind of stays consistent for us. So definitely do not put your gear away. Actually get it out, get it ready, and get out on the boat there. Check out the website, seaforthlanding.com. Our full schedule's up there for those half days, those full days, those overnights, day and a half, some longer trips sneaking in there towards the end of the season here. You can always give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Or like I said, one of the better options there, come down, have a Rock Cut Rick Breck burrito, get your tackle tuned up, and get out there fishing.
Great call, Marcos. Boy, crazy to hear about all the great fishing. I know from the, you know, the guys having a great half-day trip this week. It's just so much good stuff going on there at Seaforth. If somebody does want to come join you, one more time, what's the number to come get in on the fun?
619-224-3383. Check out the website, seaforthlanding.com. And wish I had a more exciting report for you, but it's pretty much just the good fishing that we had last week continuing on.
Yeah, status quo. It's wide open tuna and wide open yellowtail.
and good calico bass fishing on the half day. How much better does it get?
That's awesome.
Exactly.
Great job, Marcos.
So, we'll talk to you guys next week.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that. Well, that is going to wrap up our catch for today, which, again, was sponsored by the pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your trip, for your fish, when it returns to the San Diego landings, now with Fish Pros The Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerkied fish, and their famous tuna burgers at their convenient Liberty Station location. Fish Pros has also become famous for their line of smoked spices, rubs, and salts, as well as their smoked cheese. You can pick up some at their Liberty Station location location. Stop by and taste it. I guarantee you will be hooked. And, hey, want to remind you, too, fun event coming up next weekend. We heard Pete mention it there. Our final San Diego County Ford Dealers live remote broadcast. It's Saturday, September the 1st, next Saturday at El Cajon Ford. It's your next chance to qualify for one of the two big grand prizes, either by random draw or by winning the Shimano Casting Contest. Prize number one is a Hobie Mirage Drive kayak from Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay, along with a trip to Cedros Kayak Fishing on Cedros Island. Grand prize number two is a four-night fishing package for two at Rancho Leonero in Baja's East Cape. It includes round-trip tickets from either San Diego, LAX, or Orange County directly into Los Cabos on Alaska Airlines. Be sure to check the Alaska Airlines banner on the front page of letstalkhookup.com. You can find out more information about those great Alaska flights. Also, you can win a trip on the Blackjack, courtesy of Dana Landing in Mission Bay. It's your own charter. We're going to give away Shimano rods and reels, Maui Jim sunglasses. There's going to be tons of other giveaways, too, just for showing up. Check the guest page at letstalkhookup.com for rules and details. We're going to see you next Saturday, September the 1st, at El Cajon Ford at Broadway and Main in El Cajon. Corey, let's jump back into the phones.
Let's do it, Rick. And they've been absolutely packed with a ton of patient callers. And we're going to talk to Doug. Doug's calling from Montebello. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, Doug.
What's up, Doug?
Yeah, and I got three questions for Greg. How long did it take you to take all the bunks out of there and put it in the staterooms? How much did it cost? And are you guys all pulling double feathers right now on the trolling feathers?
Okay, starting with the first one. First one, to take them out very, very quickly with a Sawzall.
The out is easy.
Yeah, the out was very, very easy. Actually, we had everything for the most part out in the first day. Demo is fast. Rebuilding process, not so much. We were working on that for 4 weeks straight, myself and, you know, four or five of my guys at times. I had two of my guys that were there every day with me. And that pretty much was right about a month. It tapered for a couple more weeks there and just finished work and stuff like that, lining up guys for carpet and vinyl and what have you. But the entire reformation or transformation, if you will, was right about a month. I never looked at the bill. I didn't want to. I couldn't. I knew that we were doing it once we got started because, like I said, everything was gone in a day. And you don't have many options besides putting something back.
Yeah.
And we knew the layout. We came up with a great design. I brought in an independent consultant that's done a lot of work with the Coast Guard to come in and make sure that everything was down to the, you know, quarter inch or, you know, 10, you know.
Was up to spec for Coast Guard.
Yeah. Well, 110%, and even more so than that. I mean, a lot of these boats are, these boats are older. You know, when these boats were built, there was a different code. I mean, if you try to, anybody's tried to redo a house, you start seeing all this code that it has to be up to. It's that's why they leave one wall. You know, it's a rebuild rather than a complete renovation where they're starting new because they have to. They would have to do everything down to the new foundation, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and that's part of being a boat owner, and you're good at it, and you learn from Mark Ornos is a pretty darn good fella when it comes to
absolutely
that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I spent 10 years on that boat. I mean, I was just so used to having – it's a very, very similar layout. The boat's a little bit longer, a little bit wider. The bunk room's slightly the same, so it has a couple extra rooms. But I was – you know, steadily going down the same set of stairs for 10 years while I was going from the ages of 17 to 27. You know, it just got comfortable having your, you know, all of our bunks minus four of them, which are all of our big double bunks up in the bow, they all go thwartship. So from port to starboard rather than fore to aft, which is a much, much tenfold better ride when you're sleeping. It gets stretched out over the whole length of your body rather than just the width of your shoulders, you know, so you don't feel nearly as much of the weather. It was, you know, a lot of it had to do with what I was used to. It has the same kind of layout. We have a big 44-inch wide spiral staircase all the way down. The entire hallway is 43 inches. So it's, 4 feet wide.
Everything about your boat is big.
Everything about it.
Yeah.
Everything about it.
That's cool. It always blows me away, you know, the life of a boat owner is not just a fisherman. You're a fisherman, you're a mechanic, you're a carpenter, you guys, you know, to do it right, you do it. You know, I mean, that's how it is. There's not the money to in it to just, you know, have this guy come in and that guy come in. That's not
right,
how it works.
Right.
And then as a passenger, we get the benefit of, you know, the guy that's driving the boat is the guy that put this together, and you know where every wire is, you know where every screw is, and you turned every bolt. And
exactly. No, and it's, I mean, every single time I go down to that bunk room, not every time. We work very hard. I'm very tired when I go to, go to bed. But I would say once or twice a week, I'll kind of get halfway down the stairs, and I'll be like,
it turned out badass.
This is all right. Who did this work?
Yeah,
you know,
cool.
It was just all me and my guys. But, yeah, no, it worked out great. And real quick, so no answer to number two. And the third one, no, we're not putting two trolling, you know, feathers together. I think that was the question. We've done that in the past for – I remember we did some of that way back in the day for Big Eye and stuff like that. But if you're trying to catch a striped marlin, you don't have a big marlin you know, lure, you can put together a couple, you know, 6 or 7 inch feathers, make a little bigger option. But right now, from that 7 inch on, kind of down, you know, 7 to 5 inch is just about right on the lures. It's
you gave us a rundown of the jigs that you've been fishing. What's a Greg favorite? If you had one jig to fish right now, what are you putting back?
Oh, now you're putting me on the spot. we have what they're called hex heads. Uh-huh. They, you know, they make a lot of different, you know, metal heavier heads across the market. I'm sure there's lots and lots of good ones. There's one that comes from, we order these things up from Seattle, they're a weighted. It's like a 2.5 ounce head.
A little heavier.
And, yeah, and they have interchangeable skirts. It's the head itself is all stainless. It's a 2-part head. It's got the male threaded kind of bolt, if mm-hmm. you will, small little bolt that spins into the bottom. So you take it off, you slide your skirt up, you put the bolt right up through the bottom of the skirt, and it tightens back in so it holds together well. It doesn't fall apart, but it's interchangeable as far as colors go.
Ah,
so,
okay.
Yeah, I've got 10 of them in my little safe still.
Solid cop-out answer. You can pick a jig that has every color.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you got it.
And the bait boats make a living with those.
The bait boats being the
albacore jig boats.
That's,
you know?
Yeah, and they're trolling, you know, 30, 40, 50, 100 jigs at the same time,
right.
And every one of them is the exact same jig.
Hey, they're making
a
living.
Yeah, and they go with this one color and one head, and that's it. And they, you know, they're trying to make a living doing it. So
there it is.
That's a good call.
Hey, we got to take a break, but I tell you, with Doug there, we did open up a toll-free line at 877-792-1090. Line's been packed the entire time here on Let's Talk Hookup. When we come back, more from Greg, more fish reports. Somebody wants to win that full-day trip.
Yeah,
right?
Buddy.
We're going to be right back on the Mighty 1090.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these four questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone. But you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807.
The Longfin in Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, is having their 7th annual parking lot show and customer appreciation day, Saturday, September 15th. This is truly a big event with unbelievable sale prices from all participating manufacturers. Meet reps from Shimano, PowerPro, Seeker, Phoenix, Daiwa, Avet, AFCO, Accurate, Berkeley, Mustad, Okuma, MC Swim Baits, CalStar, Seaguar, and more. Over 20 manufacturers will be there. Take advantage of tremendous savings on fresh and saltwater tackle. Free reel service with minimum purchase. Plus, you can win big as the Longfin shows their appreciation with a huge raffle with hundreds of free giveaways. You will certainly find what you want at unbelievable prices for this one-day-only sale. It's all happening Saturday, September 15th from 7 to 7 at the Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 Freeway in Orange. For directions or more information, check out the website at thelongfin.com.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Come join our seasoned crew led by Captain Aaron Remy and me on a fishing adventure to remember. Our 2018 schedule is available now with multi-day trips to fit your budget. The Searcher has remodeled cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and great meals prepared by our chefs. Don't wait. Book your adventure online now at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403. Visit SearcherSportFishing.com.
The Yamaha Outboard Summer Power Sales Event is here. Until the end of August, eligible new select 90 to 200 horsepower four-cylinder four-strokes include 2 free years of Yamaha extended service. And eligible new 2.5 to 75 horsepower four-strokes include up to $500 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your local Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Offer ends August 31, 2018. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
There's nothing more peaceful than fishing. Just me, my pole, and some bait. Oh, and my life jacket, of course. I like fish, but I don't want to end up at the bottom of the water with them. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
Man, we're having a fun day, Rick, with Greg, and the lines have been absolutely packed.
You can tell fishing's good and that people like fishing with Greg and the Aztec because there has not been an open phone line literally since we went on the air this morning. It's been
a fun time, and I think we should jump into it and maybe talk to Jason.
Awesome.
Jason's calling from Sereno Valley. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
What's up, Jason?
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, Captain Greg. I had a question for you. We take a trip or two every year, a group of guys. I'd call us novice at best, but we have a good time out there. Is your boat equipped to provide us with gear and a helpful hand to, you know, maybe half of those guys?
Yeah, no, I mean, I've got, you know, I'm sure I'm biased, but I've got a very, very, very solid, if not, you know, in my mind, by far the best at dealing with guys anywhere from novice all the way up to advanced. And we kind of almost prefer it at times to get guys coming out because it gives us the opportunity to really, you know, introduce something to somebody, get them set up with the proper guidelines and the right first steps to where they're not getting bad information or, you know, maybe just not the best information and getting, you know, a clouded start. So we like to be able to train guys pretty much from the ground up to where, you know, we can instill a few different, you know, little steps in the beginning that are going to change things down the road every single day. So we really like having new faces come out, especially because they enjoy themselves. They come back and we can kind of watch their progress as the years go on. Granted, we like having advanced guys too. You know, guys are coming out and making everything look great and easy and flawless, but everything in between, we're really, you know, catered to the entire population.
And absolutely, and if I can step in, I've said it a couple times already, but you learned under the wings of Mark Ornos and Jason. Maybe you don't know who Marco is on the Pacific Voyager, but he's a very personable. Interacts with the people very well, and his charter groups book up from year to year to year because he's good. And Greg has come up underneath that, and his charter groups are, I guarantee you, going to be the same exact scenario, Jason. And he's really good. Greg's good with people, and he's going to be good with his crew, I'm sure, too, and get them to come up and be good with the people. And for charter info, what do they do, Greg? I mean, is there?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I'll just answer one your other little part there, Jason. You know, we're lucky to be at Seaforth and have such a beautiful operation there. They do have some of the top of the line rental tackle up at the landing, anywhere from I believe 20-pound outfits all the way up to where if you needed to rent something for the large beasts, as well as they do have a fully functional tackle shop. So I think they even have a rent option to buy kind of thing, to where you're not only, you know, renting it and you give it back and the money's gone, you can actually put it towards purchasing the same outfit, which is a great way to kind of, you know, lease option to buy, if you will.
Seaforth was
right.
too one of the ones
you
that
get something you want.
Yeah, Seaforth was one of the ones that implemented, you know, that very high-end rental gear also when this big bluefin became a thing, and all of a sudden you're, you know, it went from, you know, it's nice to have a killer new outfit to necessity when you're talking about 100-pounders, 150-pounders, where you need to have that two-speed gear. They were the ones that implemented Shimano Talica two-speeds and Graphiter rods and, you know, from half-day 20-pound gear all the way up to 100-pound Talicas and two-speeds. I would say the rental gear available is as good as anywhere on the coast.
Absolutely.
And that goes for all the three big landings, too, Rick. I mean, that's Fisherman's Landing, Point Loma, and Seaforth. If you're going out of one of those landings, you're promised what Rick's describing to you, Jason.
Yeah, no, it's really, really up to snuff. I mean, a lot of times it's some of the most stable tackle, really, because we know there's new line on it.
Yeah.
We know it's been serviced. We know that the reel matches the rod, which is, at a lot of times, kind of not the case. You know, somebody will get a new reel, and then they, let's say last year they got a new rod. Well, you got your two new toys. You want them to play together. So they put a 40-pound reel on a 25-pound rod,
Greg, I know it's Seaforth. They put in 6 to 8 months, the entire off season, Jason. They put in to wrapping new blanks and wrapping the rods and getting the gear and going through all the reels. And they spend more time in the off season fixing the gear and putting it together than it's actually used during the season.
Making sure it's perfect.
Yes, there's a whole room set aside just for that.
Oh, heck yeah. No, the maintenance is huge.
So when it comes to chartering, do they do that through you? Do they do that through Seaforth? How does the charter process work if Jason's got his group of buds and wants to go fishing on the Aztec?
Yeah, so generally most of our charters are taken care of in-house. My wife, it's a family business, me and the wife. The wife does all of our booking for the most part. Seaforth definitely fields some charter information, and they take care of us when, you know, guys will call them up. But we try to, you know, take care of most of it. Those guys, like you said, have their hands full. They got 6 to 8 months of just getting things ready. And then, I mean, last night at the landing was one of the busiest nights I've seen in a long, long time. So the boys are working very, very hard. So we try to cut down on their having to do too much.
And you get to add your personal touch.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's we're getting everybody the information direct. You know, there's no kind of working around it, no delay, if you will. And you can get a hold of us at AztecSportFishing@gmail.com. We also do have the website there. It'll answer a lot of questions. I will mention, guys, we went from two boats down to one boat. So in turn, there have been some changes as far as website names.
With the Pride still being on there.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, but here's the thing: you're in the middle of a darn busy season, not to mention the fourth or fifth one in a row.
Yeah.
Hey, you're allowed an extra month or so. Come on.
Right. We're trying to get everything, you know, in full order to where guys can get all the information, all their charter information, dates, everything very, very easily. So we have a lot going on with our website, which is fishaztec.com. There's going to be some good opportunity there for we have a handful of sponsors that have put together some dates for late in the season that are targeting that bigger fish if it's around. These are slightly longer trips. We get a lot of guys that are trying to get, you know, one or two tickets for November for a weekend or what have you. And we're working with a handful of different sponsors to have some of these sponsored trips to where they're going to be doing the booking, and it'll be kind of like an open party deal, but it'll be, you know, raffles, prizes, stuff like that.
Oh, cool.
And it'll be booked out. It'll be
sponsored trips
with, you know, some of our regular charters. They have 10, 12 guys going into it. You know, they're trying to fill it, so we'll allow them just to kind of throw it up on our site just to kind of get the extra
cool
guys they need. Yeah.
So you got a construction group of 15 guys, but they want there to be 20. You'll put that up on your website. Hey, we got a private charter there's only going to be 20 people on this trip. They got 5 spots to open. You can pick any one of those 5.
Right. Yeah. Right. Exactly.
And that'll just be on your website.
That'll be on fishaztec.com. That'll be a, you know, and it's a good way to book trips further out, if you will,
sure,
you know, because a lot of these
where you can put yourself onto a charter group. Maybe the charter did have 20.
Absolutely.
But some guy, you know, number 19er couldn't come. And
for sure. No, absolutely.
One or two open spots.
Yeah, cool way to slide yourself into fishing with a good group of guys every year, too.
Exactly. You know, there's a lot of guys that don't have a charter group to fish with, but they want one. They want to find a group of guys that is stable and is fun to fish with, and, you know, common courtesies and all the stuff that they're jealous of, but they don't have enough to fish a big boat. You'll get guys with groups of four or five,
sure,
six that may want a longer trip to where, a six-pack or a four-pack doesn't really have that, you know, that offer. So it's a really good way to kind of fill those gaps in. So we're going to have a handful of them up here on the website. Like I said, we just changed the name after we went from two boats down to one.
So you're going to be probably getting that going through the fall here.
Yeah, no, and we do. Five of these trips are all up for the end of October and the first half of November.
Currently already up.
They will be this week.
They will be. Okay,
yep,
okay.
I just got off last night, and we are going to have stuff up before I go back tomorrow night.
FishAzTech.com. That's a new website. That's where we'll find all that charter share
Absolutely.
Information. Cool.
Absolutely.
All right.
That's awesome, Greg and Jason. That's nothing but a good time.
All right, Corey, let's jump right back into them.
Let's do it, and we're going to talk to Don. Don's calling from Dana Point. Good morning, Don. Welcome to Let's Talk Hooker.
Right, yeah. It's right there. Bitcoin for oil.
I think Don doesn't realize he's on the air yet. You got us now there, Don?
Hey,
I think he was oiling his reels.
Bitcoin, man. You need to drop that and get on the asset.
Partner in Texas, buddy.
Good morning, Don.
I have two questions. One, Rick, I got a new Talica 25. I want to spool up for some of the big bluefin we've been chasing. And I'd like to talk to Greg about the Aztec. I have a group of about 16 of us that do some private charters.
Awesome. A
couple times a year.
Awesome. Let Rick field that Talica first, and I'll go second.
TAC 25, I'd fill that thing full of 100-pound Spectra. I really like that 100-pound hollow ace. It's a 16-carrier hollow Spectra from Shimano. It's skinny. You can pack a lot of it on the reel. It'll allow you to fish anywhere from 80 to 100-pound on that TAC 25, which would be about right. But if I was filling that thing up, I'd fill it the majority of the way full of 100-pound hollow ace, and I'd fish a relatively short top shot 100-pound Seaguar fluorocarbon. And 16.
Okay, and what about a leader on these big bluefin?
I think, like I said, I would just top the reel with 100-pound fluoro, and then depending on what you were end up fishing, if you were fishing a bait, you could just tie your hook right onto the end of that. And if you were fishing a flat fall, I'd probably use a heavier leader to the flat fall, 130-pound or 150-pound
Seaguar
fluoro.
That's about what I mean. What I've been fishing on my other setup is we caught a 202-pounder Tuesday night on a flat fall.
They
seem to be there all in the flat fall in the dark that I've caught this season.
Yeah, I think I would just crimp one end right to the flat fall, crimp the other end to a swivel, and just keep your flat falls in your bag that way. So you got, you know, half a dozen of them. If you change the hooks or not or whatever, but that way you have your heavy leader, you know, attached to a swivel, and you can just tie onto whichever rig you're fishing, you know, there that way.
All right. That sounds about what we've been fishing. And, yeah, got a bunch of flat falls. No disrespect for where you work, but Amazon's had the 250s on sale right now for a six-pack for $79.
There
so.
You go.
That's an awesome deal.
Yeah.
Don, if you were to step in a Rick's Tackle Shop, they'd probably rig it up and put the right hooks and maybe even the right leader on
there. I've been in Rick's Tackle Shop a few times.
We dance with all the ladies, man. No problem. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where you got them. We'll take care of
it. We first started kite fishing last year when these bluefin, it just doesn't seem like they're going to go away.
I'm with you, Don. We like it. Now, what about your charter question?
I got a group of guys, 16 of us. We're actually going out on the Aggressor on a two-day Tuesday night, and there's 16 of us that get together, and we fish the Islander, you know, once or twice a year. And from listening to what Greg says about the boat, it sounds like it's a great boat. I'd love to learn more about it and see if we can't set something up for later this fall or next season.
No, absolutely. We'd love to have you, and, you know, especially if we are to slow down or what have you, we could have you come down, take a look for yourself. And you can also email my wife, my amazing wife, Dacia, who does all of our social media. She does all of our bookings. She does all the stuff that I'm not very good at and couldn't stay on with, you know, being on the boat every day. But you could get her at aztecsportfishing@gmail.com to shoot an email, and she could get you all the, you know, pricing, availability, as far as, you know, any of the other amenities if we haven't covered them here on the show. And I could also get you, you know, I get you the office line number if maybe I, you know, at the end here or something like that, we could get you a phone number. I'd get you a call back.
Don, appreciate the phone call very much. Who's next, Corey?
Well, let's do it, Rick. And we've had so many darn patient callers, and certainly appreciate Jason. Jason from Marina Del Rey, appreciate your patience this morning. Welcome to the Stock Hookup.
What's up, Jason?
How you doing?
Good morning.
Hey. So my question's on these big blue fins and the morning and the dark light. Is anybody hooking up like big squids or maybe even like a small octopus?
So
with glow-in-the-dark stuff?
So with this big fish in the dark, if it is bite time, I mean, really with fishing, you can get a bite anyway at some point, at some time. As far as that being said, I would want to be in the higher percentage as far as effort goes. If can it happen? Sure. You could also catch, we've caught yellowfin tuna on Twizzlers and gummy bears and what have you when we're all fixed up and we're having some fun. But if you tried to fish one of those at the beginning of the day, chances are you're not going to do so hot. That flat fall in the dark, in my book, is by far, hands down the best route as far as, having the highest, percentage ratio of getting a bite to your time on the water. Just very, very important that you make sure that you've got the right hooks for the deal. And you asked me 5 years ago, I would have said you got to kind of fish it with, like hooks. They make that you could have big, newer, heavier duty hooks. But, now we see these things going down with 4 hooks on them, 3 hooks on them, big assist hooks. I look at it and go,
There's no way this
is going to get a bite. And I've said that 5 years ago, I'll see all this stuff and it's like, come on, man, let's get you rigged up proper. And now it's like, well, you're only going to fish with 2 hooks. What the heck? I mean, because it doesn't seem to affect the bite, the hookup ratio to drop. A lot of times it's when this stuff starts keying in on the flat fall in the gray or, in the dark, either pre gray or post sunset. It's not a matter of, perfect presentation, like what's attached to it and what have you. It's just a matter of having that jig doing what it's supposed to do in that, in the bite zone as long as possible. So
and with very low light, like you're saying.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. That is the flat fall is how I would spend my time, and that's how I do spend my time. So take that for granted, whatever it's worth. Those big squids, if you could make a fresh Humboldt squid on the water, I would be fishing that. But if you can't and you're trying to bring one from, the market or what have you, you're not going to see the same kind of results. It needs to be fresh for it to be effective.
And how do you argue with the success of what the flat fall?
Yeah. Right.
It's not broke, don't fix it.
Right?
That is it.
You can tie it up with 200 or 300 pounds mm-hmm. as a leader and make it work. Get the job done.
You got it. Good call. Absolutely. Corey, let's try and sneak one last one in there. Mike, you got a quick question for us from Chino Hills. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Rick, Corey, and Greg. Hey, customer or caller answered my question as far as the remodel of the boat, but I wanted to talk to you about this grade of yellowfin, a lighter grade. You're saying to use a lighter line, like 20-pound test. Now, if you have a reel with 65-pound braid, could you put maybe about 15 feet of 15 or 25-pound fluorocarbon so you could get a good cast out there? What are your thoughts?
Well, you skipped the number. I would say 15, no, not so much. 25, no, not so much, because 20 is getting as many bites as you could handle. And I'll have guys, I'll say 20, and then in the morning it's, I got 25 pound. and the bites go down significantly for our current fishery. Absolutely, you can go from 65 braid to, honestly, in a perfect world, I would say 65 braid to, 40 or 50 feet of 20-pound mono, and then a short leader of 20-pound fluorocarbon that's going to give you that abrasion resistance that you're not going to get from a mono that you will with the fluoro, and you'll also get, about 10 to 15% more bites just with, it not refracting the light.
Good call. Appreciate the phone call very much, Mike. Thanks a lot for that.
When we come back, we're going to have more from Greg. We're going to find out who won this one-day trip on the Aztec, possibly wants to upgrade it, and we'll be right back on Let's Talk Hookup with the Mighty 1090.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
For many of us, when we think of Seaguar fluorocarbon, we think premium quality. Well, it's with good reason. Sure, Seaguar invented fluorocarbon fishing line in 1971. But what's really remarkable is that they are the only fluorocarbon line manufacturer that makes their own fluoro resins. And the resins they make are formulated specifically for fishing line. Seaguar proprietary fluoro resins are the key ingredient that makes Seaguar fishing lines the best in the business. No one else has them because Seaguar invented them. Check out Seaguar.com for more.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Daiwa is truly building great reels for the saltwater angler, and we have all the models you want. The Daiwa Lexa, Saltist, and Saltiga reels. Match these great reels with the all-new Proteus Wind Grip Rod, and you have a great combo. Fisherman's Landing Tackle also has Daiwa tackle storage bags, including jig totes, backpacks, and just too much to mention. So why not come check them out at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half- and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. We have had absolutely jam-packed lines the entire show with Greg from the Aztec.
Crazy. Yeah. And the big winner of winning that trip on the Aztec, that was Jason in Marina Del Rey. You're going to get to go fishing on board that beautiful Aztec, an awesome boat. Heard all about it, just big and comfortable and done the right way. Stateroom accommodations, an awesome time. Greg, Corey and I were saying in the break of yourself, I just can't get over how fast 2 hours can go by, but man, I had a blast talking about it. What a great time to be going fishing, and what a great ride to be going fishing on the Aztec. If somebody wants to join you this season, wants to sneak a charter in, wants to find out about open party trips to go fishing with you, how do we best go fishing on the Aztec? How do we find the trips? How do we find the info? How do we do it?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we do private charters, and, you know, my wife does do all of our booking, so you can check out some of the pedigree information as far as what we have to offer, what we do as far as, you know, our crew is concerned, a lot of our renovations and remodels on fishaztec.com. Okay. Once again, that's fishaztec.com. And you can also keep in touch with all of our open party options up to date on our social media. We're trying to have a nice heavy social media presence here with Instagram as well as Facebook. On Instagram, it is at Aztec Sport Fishing. Nope, I believe it is just Aztec Sport Fishing. My wife's going to kill me. Aztec Sport Fishing, yep. And the same on Facebook there. It's just Aztec Sport Fishing.
That's awesome. You did a great job. And you said, too, I mean, this season is very much shaping up to go late into the fall. And there's still trips available in the fall. It's not too late to put a group together if you wanted to get a late season charter. And, boy, the signs are all pointing to a nice late season.
Oh, absolutely. This is, I mean, it's gearing up just like what we've seen here for the last 4 or 5 years, but even better so. I mean, we have a lot more volume of biting fish earlier, and it seems like once this, you know, stuff settles in and, it's, you know, this bigger fish is settled in, that's kind of what we've, you know, kind of catered to late. There is availability in the end of October, November. You can also check out our open party schedule that we have up currently at seaforthlanding.com. Or contact them at 619-224-3383 for all of our current trips through the middle of September. I think we have one more going up here in the next few weeks, but I think we're kind of sold out, but we have a few more trips in September there.
Check the website, fishaztec.com.
Absolutely.
All the info right on. Greg, awesome job. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. And I appreciate you, keeping the tabs with Corey and I, letting us know what's going on. And when you keep getting those big ones, give us a call on the show, man. We want to hear a report from you on the water out there.
I definitely
awesome.
Will.
Awesome. Great job, Greg. Appreciate that. We appreciate you listening. Great job. Corey Sand and myself in the studio this morning having lots of fun. A big thank you to Adam on the other side of the glass keeping us on the air. Hey, tomorrow, another great show coming for you. Let's Talk Hookup. Sean Sebring from Fisherman's Processing. We're going to be talking processing, fish pros, the market, all kinds of great stuff. That's tomorrow morning right here on the Mighty 1090.